Now, we're going to move into Module 2. And in Module 2, you now have got this great picture, right? You now have the qualities of who you need to be. And you've got this ideal day vision. And in fact, you know, maybe you even want to expand it to ideal day life. But you've got this picture of who you want to be. You've got this picture for this life that you want to be living. Now, in Module 2, it's about touring your career options, creating a short list that delivers that picture that you want. So you've got it. Now you need to know what jobs can actually make it happen. And so the trick here is to find a workable intersection of career possibilities and lifestyle. So the idea is to get most of what you want in these arenas. You know, again, as I said, this is about real life reinvention. This is about real life happiness. It is not about having 100% of everything. That's just not possible. It's having, back to the concept of just enough, it's having just enough of what you want in all of those key areas that life feels sweet and satisfying. So in this module, we're going to talk about some tactics for figuring out which jobs are most likely to deliver what you want and creating a shortlist for actually making that happen. So now, there's some very, very specific things that you do to do this, okay? One of the things that you're going to do, and I always say, begin by making a list. Now, this sometimes panics people, like, oh my God, how am I going to come up with a list, okay? And you want to come up with a list. Yes, a list of 10 jobs that can possibly deliver this ideal vision that you have, this qualities of being. And so people are like, what? How can I come up with 10 ideas? I just want to come up with one idea. But I want you to come up with 7 to 10 options, okay? And the reason for that, and I see this all the time, and there's a big danger in only, you know, doing less than this. People come to us and they have this great idea that this is what they want to do, and they're completely invested in that great idea. And this is, you know, a sure thing, you know, this is it. And this is a trap. This is a trap. Because if this particular idea doesn't work out for whatever reason, you're going to be devastated. And now you have no other options. So having only one prospective path is a very perilous position to take in your reinvention, because it causes you to put all your eggs in one basket. And that's not what you can do at this stage. You know, again, back putting everything in there, you know, if you have all your eggs in one basket, there's way too much pressure going on. So now you're scared, because what if this one thing doesn't work? Oh my God, I've got to go all the way back. So no, you want to come up with some ideas at this point, 7 to 10. And this is also forcing you to think creatively. So this is the second reason that you're going to come up with multiple jobs on this list, is that you're going to force yourself to start coming up with ideas. This is a very important skill in reinvention, the ability to brainstorm creative solutions. Because as you go along this process, you're going to be hitting, you know, challenges and barriers, and you're going to need that skill to come up with ideas of different pathways through. So this is the first one, multiple pathway through stage of reinvention is this moment, where you're going to have to come up with 7 to 10 pathways to creating this vision. Okay, again, you may not do all of them, but you're going to force yourself to think so that when you hit these other challenges down the road, that you don't think, oh my God, there's only one way to solve this, and if I can't solve it this one way, then it's not getting solved. No. There are multiple pathways to your dream, and you're going to get real practiced at coming up with them. All right, so even though you're coming up with these 7 to 10 job prospects, don't worry, you're not going to be pursuing all of them, because you're busy, you have lives, you don't have time to do all of that. Okay? Again, your goal in doing this exercise is to train your mind to seek out these multiple options. But we're going to now go through the exercises that can help you do this. Now, first one, I'll begin by asking yourself, who else has the lifestyle that I want, and what are they doing? Now, you may know somebody who's living the kind of lifestyle that you want. So look at what they're doing. What do they do for a living? So maybe they have lots of flexibility in their day-to-day schedule, or they take 12 weeks of vacation a year. Well, what do they do for a living? Are they an entrepreneur who's built a company, or are they an independent consultant? You know, I once met an accountant, okay, and this is, you know, one of these things people always say, well, you know, I can't have a job, and, you know, I really want to travel, but, you know, if I have a job, I can't do this. You know, I can't have the lifestyle I want because I need to work a job. But I knew this accountant who had an agreement with his firm to work 6 months nonstop during tax season. And then he spent the other 6 months of the year in Brazil. Okay, so, you know, and it was a win-win situation for him and the company, because the company didn't have to carry a full-time employee during their slow season, and he got the lifestyle he wanted, because he got paid basically the equivalent of a year in 6 months and worked like that, and then he got 6 months off. So, you know, again, this is about being creative. And, you know, many people wouldn't even think that that was possible, so they would never even ask. So once you begin to be able to be creative about the options, you can begin to ask. You can begin to put it out in the world and see, is there a way of working it? And that's one thing I want to also say about reinvention at this stage, is that, you know, for everything that you think is not possible, somebody has done. So you might as well decide right up front that it can be possible for you, too, if you figure out the way to get it done. Okay. Now, if you don't know anybody personally who's living the lifestyle you want, then look to the world. And, you know, don't just look to celebrities, okay, because, you know, that can feel unrealistic and not accessible. But, you know, read newspapers and magazines to find role models that appeal to you. And, you know, review the jobs that they're doing. A lot of magazines, you know, these days write profiles. So, you know, read those profiles. See what people are doing, and pay attention to their lifestyles. Very, very interesting. And see these general interest stories and see how people are putting together their lives. Again, how to spark your creativity around this. The second question that you want to ask yourself, and this is one to kind of tap back in to your history, to mine your history, to bring it back in, is, you know, what did I want to do when I was in high school? You know, what would be a contemporary version of that based on my skill set? So, for example, in high school, you know, this was something that I wanted. I wanted to be a psychologist. And then, you know, but I said I didn't want to go to school that long. Well, ultimately, you know, when it came time to think about this reinvention, I went back to that and I became a coach, because it made sense, a coach that dealt with business reinvention. Back on, you know, when I was reinventing my career, you know, now I had all this corporate experience about how to do it, and now this interest all the way back from high school came back in, married with my current skill set, opened up a whole new career path. So this is what you want to do, okay? You want to look at what you wanted to do back in the past when you didn't feel that there were restrictions. See, that's the key. You want to take yourself out of whatever restrictions you've built up in your mind just because of the quote-unquote reality of your life. You know, we'll be getting back to those realities, but really what we're doing is we're creating a new reality. But we want to mine those areas where you didn't have those artificial boundaries to see what we can take back to current day to begin pushing your boundaries so that you can have more. So think back to what you wanted to do in high school, or even go farther back. Think back to what you wanted to do when you were a little kid. And, you know, and don't laugh. I mean, like, you know, if you said, I wanted to be a fireman, well, why? What was cool about that? You know, don't just think, oh, well, I'm not going to be a fireman today. Well, yeah, maybe not, but whatever was cool about it. You know, if it was about, you know, the sense of adrenaline from, you know, rushing in, the ability to help people, well, sense of adrenaline and ability to help people, those are things that you could add into your life today, even if you're not, you know, going out and, you know, literally fighting fires. So this is, again, about expanding to come up with these job ideas and start to marry them with what's going on today and say, hey, you know, if I were to rework this, you know, what would I be doing today? Now, you may need to brainstorm, okay? You will need to brainstorm. If those 7 to 10 don't roll off of your mind by thinking about, you know, ideas that you've come up with, you know, what you see in the world, who's living the life that you want, and what they're doing, or, you know, thinking back to high school, you're going to need to brainstorm. So if you're brainstorming, if you're stuck, here's what you need to do to brainstorm, okay? And I laid this out very specifically in my book, so we're just going to go through this step by step, because this is what you do. This is how you come up with ideas, okay? Number one, you ask yourself, when am I in flow? And, you know, flow is, you know, one of those states, you know, there's lots of research done on this. It's an optimal state of mind that happens when you're totally absorbed in an activity, when time seems to stand still and you just feel that deep sense of satisfaction. You know, back to that just enough category we talked about in Module 1, that happiness. You know, those moments of flow are moments of happiness. Time is standing still. So what do you do normally that is so effortless and joyful that you could happily do it for hours? And that's where, you know, again, making a list right there. I could do this. I could do that. You know, these are the things that you're going to be tapping into to come up with ideas. You know, strangely enough, when I was, back in entertainment, you know, I could talk to people for hours about their career. I could talk to them for hours about how to rework their resumes. I mean, this is like crazy stuff given what I was doing then, but I just found it endlessly interesting. And to this day, I still do. Obviously, now this is what I do. So, you know, this is when you're in flow, you could have this, be doing this for, it would feel like 15 minutes and 2 hours will have passed. Whatever that is, put that as a part of the list because that's going to help you come up with ideas for this 7 to 10 job list. Second thing is what feels easy. Okay, this is the talent that you have that feels as natural as breathing. You know, people probably always call you for something. So what is it? What problem do they always come to you to solve? You know, why, when and where are you the go-to person? You know, where are you the resource for your family and friends? What do your friends always tell you that you're good at? This is another area because many times we're like, doesn't everybody know how to do this? And, you know, the answer to that is no. I'm actually sliding a little bit into number three, but, you know, this is the thing that everybody's coming to you for. So this is another way, if you're the go-to person for videos because everybody says, oh, you're so great with the camera, well, then pay attention. You know, weave that in to this whole jobs list. And then number three is what seems obvious, okay? And this goes back to just what I was mentioning a little bit before. This is something that seems so abundantly clear that you wonder why others don't see it or do it. Like, it's so obvious. So these are the things that people should be doing, or, you know, why doesn't people know how to do this? Again, something that is a natural talent for you and a big arrow saying, look in this direction. So that's another way to kind of brainstorm ideas. Now, another one is, what are your inexhaustible interests? These are the things that, you know, spark an unending sense of curiosity so that you never get enough of it. And, you know, that's really critical because my problem when I was on Wall Street is that I didn't have any interest in Wall Street. It wasn't deep, you know? And so I had to look when I left Wall Street. I was like, what do I want to do? And I realized that I really loved magazines. I was kind of this, like, you know, pop culture junkie. So I figured, hey, you know, maybe if, you know, I did the same thing, but I did it in an industry where I actually was kind of passionate about the topic, you know, I had an inexhaustible interest in, you know, culture and, you know, magazines and stuff, then maybe it was okay. And sure enough, that's what turned out to be. So you want to look for your inexhaustible interests, those things that you're always interested in. Number five, you want to ask, what do I gravitate to in my current career? Sometimes we're so desperate to make a change that we forget how much of it does work for us. So if you leave what is working behind, then you're going to set yourself up for more unhappiness because you'll be missing what you left behind. And so you're like, oh, man, you know, I left all this other stuff. So this is so you don't have to leave it. So look at what's working for you, pull out those components, and think about jobs that would satisfy those so that you get to take what you like with you. And then number six, what do you think should exist in the world but doesn't? Perhaps to buy or to eat or to do or to read. And this is a great question for people who want to be entrepreneurs and to say, you know, I'm just tired of this rat race. I want to do something different. So if that's you, think about what you think should exist in the world but doesn't. And, you know, that was me. Because I was kind of tired of the corporate politics, and, you know, even though I got offered a huge job, I turned it down because I was like, you know what, enough of this. And, you know, I felt that, you know, somebody should be out there teaching reinvention skills. I thought the world was moving in a different way around work, and that somebody needed to be teaching this, and I didn't see anybody teaching it, and I thought, well, why not? So this is what you're going to be looking for, is, you know, what you think should exist in the world but doesn't, and come up with those ideas. Now, one last thing that I want to say about this particular process of coming up with ideas for your job list is that you may be thinking, can I ask people what they think? And the answer to that question is you can ask them for ideas about what they would think that you might be good at, but don't ask them to think what you should do, okay? Because now you're asking for opinions. And then that's going to come out of their framework. And again, you know, whatever limitations they might have, now you're subject to those. So you don't want to be in a box at this moment. And when you ask somebody what you should do, they're going to put you in a box. So you really want to ask people, you know, what are the talents that they see you having? You know, you want to ask for an objective viewpoint, but not for an opinion. So, you know, this is a very, you know, sort of artful way. But now what do you think I should be doing? But, you know, so, you know, what do you think my natural talents are? You know, who else has those kind of natural talents? And they'll probably say, well, gosh, I think you should be an event planner. And hey, go ahead and put that on your list. But, you know, if it's completely out of, you know, if you're a lawyer and they say, well, you know, you really should be an event planner because you're so good at that, put that on your list. But if you're a lawyer and you're thinking, well, you know, you really should just, you know, maybe move to this law firm, don't put it on your list because it's not different. You know, so somebody, you know, maybe if you're going to ask this question, go to your most blue sky, out-of-the-box thinker friend. Don't go to the ones that are really conservative, that are like, why are you even thinking about leaving? You have such a great job. Don't ask those people. Ask the ones who have struck out on their own and done something different in their lives, because those are the ones that felt that they didn't have to hold to a boundary. And those people can help you be creative, which is what you need at this particular stage in your reinvention. So search out all these ways, come up with a list of 7 to 10 ideas that can deliver that, and then you're going to begin matching that against your ideal day and those B qualities. And you'll winnow down that list to see which ones are most likely to deliver the ideal day and those B qualities, the ones that you get to express when you want to feel the most happy and fulfilled. So this is how you begin to work with these two and come up with a workable short list of careers that can deliver this picture, and that is the basis from which you'll begin to move forward through the rest of the boot camp and reinvention process.